Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
I see, so the aerospace industry in the Northwest is always buzzing with innovation, and today we have something pretty cool to talk about.
Yeah, Daniel, you're right. Today we're diving into something from MAPAL, a company that's really pushing the envelope in machining solutions.
Opus 4, I'm not sure I follow. What exactly are they doing here?
So MAPAL has developed two sample components for the aerospace sector, and these are called generic components.
Ah, right, so these generic components are like a blueprint or a template for machining different parts on an aircraft.
Exactly. For example, these generic components cover all the machining steps needed to produce hydraulic valve housings made of aluminum or torsion links for landing legs made from titanium.
I see, and hydraulic valve housings are pretty much everywhere on an aircraft, right?
That's right. Whether it's flaps, rudders, landing gear, engines, or other components, hydraulics are the go-to system for control.
Wow, that is so cool. So these generic components are like a one-stop solution for all those machining steps.
Yes, the generic component created by MAPAL measures around 30x30x30 centimeters and contains all the machining steps for a valve housing, from pre-machining to finishing.
Wait, so it's not a replica of a customer component, but is instead based on the machining requirements of various real-life components?
Exactly. MAPAL has compiled experience from worldwide machining of such components and incorporated all that knowledge into a single sample component.
So what does that mean for the customer?
Well, it means that MAPAL provides recommendations for the appropriate machining strategies and cutting data.
And there are several different options to solve a particular problem.
Right, for example, either a PCD tool or a fine boring tool can be used to ream a bore. Or alternatively, multi-bladed reamers.
So each solution has its advantages, but the key is which one suits the customer's specific needs.
Exactly, and these valve housings for aerospace are more complicated than those in other areas, like hydraulics for construction machinery.
Wow, I didn't realize how complex they were, but I guess with so many different parts and functions on an aircraft, it makes sense.
MAPAL used over 130 different custom tools for a single housing type in the most complex customer project to date.
That's a lot. So what are some of the challenges they face when manufacturing these parts?
One big challenge is the thin-walled parts, as weight reduction is crucial in aviation.
Right, they can't afford to have any unnecessary weight.
Another challenge is deep bores with cross bores or slots that create interrupted cuts.
And the machining of aluminum with low silicon content produces long chips that are hard to break.
Precisely. Now, the second generic component developed by MAPAL is a torsion link for the main landing gear.
Oh, right, so this connects the two cylindrical parts of the landing leg.
Yes, this design allows the damper cylinder to retract and extend without twisting.
And like the valve housing, this torsion link also comes in various designs.
That's right. MAPAL uses its medium-sized sample part to model all real requirements for this component.
But since torsion links are made from titanium, which has low thermal conductivity, the machining process gets pretty intense.
Exactly. The high temperatures generated during machining can really impact tool life.
So what's the solution here?
MAPAL recommends optimized coating and cutting-edge preparation, along with the right machining strategy.
I see, it's all about finding the right balance between material properties and machining techniques.
And just like in the automotive sector, this concept of generic components has already proven its worth.
So they've been using this approach for automotive components and now applying it to aerospace.
Exactly, a large part of automotive technology is now covered by these generic components.
That's pretty impressive. And with these generic components, MAPAL can demonstrate their technological capabilities in the aerospace sector as well.
Right, it's a smart way to showcase their expertise and help customers understand what's possible.
I think that's a great approach. Instead of just selling tools, they're offering a solution that's tailored to the customer's needs.
Exactly. And with the Northwest's strong aerospace presence, It's exciting to see companies like MAPAL leading the way in innovation.
Well, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
Stay tuned for more updates on the cutting-edge developments in our region's aerospace industry.
Until next time, keep soaring with us.
This has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news. Goodbye.